The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
The service is nearing an end. The choir is singing, just as I am. And now, as that old song is played, people at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. Oh,
that's what this altar is for.
Oh,
you don't have to carry those burdens
his son. Mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. And an old man, he's standing there in tears, giving back a part of him that he's held back for years. Lives are being changed, and anyone who calls on him will never be the same. The time has come to give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for.
That's what is for.
You don't have to carry your burdens anymore.
You don't have to carry
What this altar is for. Lift up your Bibles in your hands, above your head, high above your head, and let's sing our song as we get to the Word of God. Ready, go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
Glorified in every life this morning, let your word rule and reign in our hearts. Show us your way and teach us your path. We bless you, we honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Sit on top of your enemies. All right, it's a blessing to be here. Are you blessed to be in church? Fantastic. We started our white church today, and there are more than 200 up there. It's a blessing, isn't it? Beautiful, beautiful. So there's a place for everybody. If you're a nursing mother, and there's a room for you out there, beautiful air conditioned, so that you do not you can keep your babies there. If your baby wants to cry or whatever, that room is allowed for crying. Nursing mothers, say amen.
Amen.
Nursing mothers in the room, say amen. Yeah, they're watching us right beautifully there. And also, you are free to remove your breast because no man is allowed to come there. What a shock. All right. Every person who is a male is under 2 years, so they can't see anything. They don't have any vision of evil and wrong. What a shock. Right. And also we have the I Church. The I Church is infants church, and that is, what are the ages of the I Church? Rosemary, what's the age? Pardon? Up to 3 years. So they also have their beautiful air conditioned place there. And then we have the K Church. K, am I right? K is kindergarten. All right. From 3 years up to 7 years thereabout. We have the J Church from 7 years till 12. And then the Y Church is from 13 to 17. And it's a blessing. They all have beautiful places there. Amen. With very good teachers. And then those of us who are old, ready to go to heaven. Cain, are you there? You must marry before you go to heaven, Cain. Because in heaven there's no marriage. So every good thing on this earth, enjoy before you go to heaven. Have you heard what I'm saying? Fantastic. All right. So we are blessed indeed. Amen. And I'm going to share with you very briefly from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Before we took the, if you like, Easter commercial break, I was talking on prayer. Amen. I said amen. And we're going to carry on. Well, I'll carry on maybe today and then move on to some other things as we move on. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can have all your prayers answered. Amen. All your prayers can be answered. You should have said a loud amen. Amen. Every prayer you pray can be answered. Uncle Charles. And prayer is the breath of the Christian. Prayer is your lifeline. Pastor Roland, happy birthday. Say amen. Fantastic. So, I believe that sometimes we have prayed and there are some reasons why God doesn't mind some of you. Have you ever asked somebody for something and the person didn't mind you before? Yes. Can I see your hand? Huh? You have asked. Like what? You asked money. They didn't mind you. Why? You know the person has money, but he didn't mind you. Do you know his bank account? How do you say you know the person has money? Huh? Have you asked something that you didn't get before? This morning. Why? You proposed to a lady and she didn't mind you. Right. But you must, you see, Bible says that we are created in the image of God. Amen. Lady Pastor Rita, welcome from Kenya. Hallelujah. We are made in the image of God. So the way we, you know, so you are just like God apart from your sins and your bad thoughts. But you're created in the image of God. Mr. Johnson, do you believe that? That your behavior is, you are like God actually. Amen. So your response to things, your attitude in life, in many ways, must go the way God also behaves. Your response to life is often the way that God responds. So if you want your prayer to be answered, we've got to look at how we relate with others and how you respond to people. So I very, very briefly, and then we are going to pray this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you still in church?
Right.
Ask your neighbor, are you ready to learn something this morning? Hallelujah. We talked about all kinds of prayer, isn't it? How to pray all kinds of prayer. But then today, I'm jumping with that. I think I did it for a while. And then we are talking about how you can, get all your prayers answered. Number one, you see, first of all, God is great. Somebody say, God is great. No, say like he's really great. Is God really great? God is very, very great. Hallelujah. And God can do anything he wants for you. As you're sitting here, God can give you a brand new car to drive. As you know, those who don't believe it didn't say amen. As you're sitting here, God can give you a house to live in. Amen. A few months ago, there's a brother and a sister in church. They said to give their testimony later on. They didn't have a place to live. Landlords were chasing them. Last week, I went to dedicate their new house. They own the house. They are not tenants. Things that turn around. God can, may God turn things around for your life and for your sake. God can change situations. God can change your story. He is a great God. I said he's a great God. He's a great God. Amen. So if you want God to answer your prayer, you must find a great person. Do you understand? And see how a great how to relate with a great person. If you can know how to relate to a great person, okay, then you can know how to relate with God. Amen. Do you know any great person in life?
Yes.
Bishop Dagiod Mills, thank you very much. Hallelujah. Great person. We know a lot of great people in life. Do you know any politician? You don't. Personally, you don't. Don't even know an assemblyman. Man, last time you're mobile. Anyway, if you know them, it's really of no consequence anyway. What can they do for you? What a shock. So if you're a polling agent, you thought you'd get a job. Now look at all of us are still here. Are you still here? One dab, one fish. What a shock. We day inside or something. one street light. We day inside or something. Are you still there? Look at Psalm 100. Psalm 100. And from verse number 1. How to talk to a great person. How to talk to a great person. That's how to talk to God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Let's go on. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Look at the Message Bible. Message Bible. Beautiful one. Verse 4. Message Bible. It says, enter with the password. Thank you. Enter with a password. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, just like if I take this man's mobile phone, it has a password on it. Do you understand? For me to enter every part of the phone, I need what? What do I need to access the phone? A password. So without the password, I can't access. When I use the password, I enter this thing. I can enter his email. I can enter his WhatsApp. All private conversations. If you don't take, I can even enter his mobile money wallet. I mean, you need a password to access things. Am I talking to anybody here? You need my password to be able to take my card and enter and then take money from my account.
Yes.
If you steal my ATM card, sorry. Because without the password, I have a lot of money in my account. What a shock. Without my password, you may hold the card, but it's of no use to you. Amen. Are you still there? So, the way to come to God is to enter by the password. Hallelujah. Enter with the password. And the password is not, I need shoes. Lord, I need shoes. That is not a password. Some of you, the reason why God doesn't mind you is because you always come with a request, number one. Shall we pray? Oh God, my beloved, hey! You need the password. and then the beloved will come, and the shoe will come, and the car will come, and the house will come. You've got to enter with a pathway. Somebody shout amen. Push your neighbor and find out whether he's sleeping or not. Push him. Tell him, are you awake? Are you awake? Are you sleeping? Are you awake? Are you awake? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So let me quickly give you the points and then we will pray. Do not ask for or mention your needs at the beginning of your interaction. Lucky, what do you think? If you really want to relate to a great person and get a great person to do your biddings for you, do not ask for or mention your needs at the beginning of your interaction. Amen. Reverend Louise, can you take your chair? Take your chair for me. Wear your coat. Yes. On the stage. Okay, so move the pulpit a little back so that we can see this great man. Now, does he look like a great man?
Yes.
Sit down, sit down.
Yes.
Sit down, great man. I say, sit down. He's a great man. Maybe this man can give me a job. Do you understand? Maybe he can pay my school fees for me. So when I see Reverend Louise, the thing I come to him, if I want to come to him, my first thing, my interaction with him must not be with my need. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I come to him, I know he's very powerful. I know he can buy me a plane ticket. Say amen. He used to sell planes, but they were not buying the planes, so he began to sell other things. He can. Because he's a great person, he can do a lot of things for me. But you see, many of us, our mistake is that when we see a great person, the first thing you see is that, Reverend Louise, good morning. Good morning, sir. Oh, please, I haven't had lunch. Can I get some money for lunch? Immediately, he has not seen you before. He doesn't even know you. You just heard us introduce the church. The first say, good one is there. Can I get, they say, yokagari. Can I get some 10 cedis to buy yokagari? 10 cedis to buy yokagari. I mean, why should he give you 10 cedis? You have not even said anything nice to him. You have not, all you said is that, please, can I get 10 cedis to buy yokagari? And Reverend Louise, not something, you are Reverend Louise, isn't it? Are you Reverend Louise? My landlady is worrying me. So I need some 2,500 Ghana cedis to pay. I chose 5,000, but if I get 2,500, I'll take it like that. Why should he give you 2,500 Ghana cedis? But can you give me 2,500 Ghana? Can you give me?
I believe so.
He can't. Please give me a microphone. Give me a microphone. He's God. This is God sitting here. Huh? Can you give me 2,500 Ghana cedis? Can you?
It is possible.
You have it somewhere.
It is possible.
But you see, to give me 2,500 Ghana cedis, there might be something that must touch him. And it is not your need that touches God. It is not your. So far as we think that because I need it, God must do it for me. It is your attitude towards God that will touch God and not your need. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not your need. So far we think that if you make your name, your face, mobile, mobile, and God will hear a prayer. God, God, my school fees all. No. It's not your need. But how you see God. What he is to you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So here my I come to God. Sorry, I come to Reverend Louise. And then my first thing I do is not to bring my problems to him. The first thing I should do, listen, do not ask, let me give you the second point here. Do not ask for or mention your desires at the beginning of your interaction. Rather, what do you do? Learn to genuinely talk about the greatness of that great person. Learn to talk about the greatness of that great person. If you meet a great person, like this man sitting up here, the way to get his attention, the way to get him interested in you is to talk about his greatness. That is why I say we are made in the image of God. So you see, the way we behave, the same way God behaves. So now, when I come to Reverend Louis, I must talk about, oh, are you the Reverend Louis that they've talked about? Wow, I'm so happy to meet such an important person. I hear you same place. Wow, yes, really great. And you begin to talk about the person's greatness. Just like when we come to God, we say, God, you are so great. There's nobody like you. When you begin to talk about God's greatness, God becomes interested in what you are saying. Am I talking to anybody here? I'm telling everybody, if you want all your prayers to be answered, start by talking about the greatness of God. You should have shouted a loud amen. Amen. Talk about what? The greatness of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That's what we sing. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. Oh, come on, sing it. Oh, how great is our God. Any money in your pocket, but God is still great. You may be sitting here with a need in your life, but God is still great. When we are singing, you don't say, because I don't have money anymore, I can't sing. You've got to lift your hand and sing, how great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how job, but God is still great. So to be able to get God's attention, you must talk about the greatness of our God. Come on, shout hallelujah, somebody. Now see, when you talk about a great man, when I come to Reverend Louis, I'm because, oh, you are Reverend Louis, wow, you are such a wonderful man. You are great. I mean, I'm so amazed to see what you have done. I hear you've done this. I hear, and when I talk about the greatness, what my need is very small, become very small. The more I praise God and tell his greatness, the smaller your problem becomes. May God solve every problem in your life as you magnify him in your life. Lift your hand and shout amen, somebody. Let me carry on. Number two, or the next thing you should do after you talk about the greatness of God or of the person, the next thing you do is to learn to stay comfortable in the presence of the person. Say amen. See, can I have another chair? Give me a chair. So now here is this great Reverend Louis. Can turn your chair. And then here is poor, miserable needy boy like me. Now I come to Reverend Louise. You see, he's greater now than he says, oh, sit down, sit down, sit down. Now, when I sit down, some people, when they say, they sit down like that. It's like you're afraid because you're thinking by a great person, you can't relax. It's like you are nervous. God doesn't want you to be nervous. God wants you to relax. Psalm 37 and verse 7. Look at it. Psalm 37 and verse 7. Quickly. What does it say? Rest in the Lord. Push at them and say, relax, relax in Christ. Hallelujah. So although God is great, God is mighty, he doesn't expect me to be nervous. Some of us, we think that when you are nervous, it's a stand of humility. That's what I'm saying. Oh, sit down. Oh, I don't want to sit down. But sometimes you go to a big place and say, oh, you want to have a cup of tea? Say, no, I don't drink tea. I drink only water. Hey! What a shock. You are so nervous. Some of you say good morning too many times. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you, please. Thank you, please. Everybody. Your place is too many. Too many places. Relax. Push at him and say, relax, relax, relax. God is happy to see you. God is really happy to see you. Somebody shout amen. So when they give you a chair, relax. Are you there? Reverend is asking. Oh, good morning, sir. Now answer.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you too?
I'm blessed.
So if you are afraid to say how are you too, you see now I say. Okay, ask again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very well. Very well. How are you too?
I'm doing very, very well.
You're looking really great. Wonderful. I really like your bow tie. Wow. You see, I like your watch. Wow. Beautiful watch. Wow. What a blessing. You see, when I begin to admire him, you see, when you talk about the person begins to see who he is more and begins to get interested in you. I'm telling you. That is why some of you boys are being bounced by girls. Like you. Some of you are too known, but when you meet the lady, you are afraid. Listen, the fact that she has a car, you don't have a car, doesn't mean she's so great that you cannot approach her. Some of you are intimidated by ladies who are doing well. I'm saying it again. You are intimidated by a lady who looks prosperous. But actually, the lady has been expecting you to approach her all this time. When you see a lady doing well, say, look at them. They think they are, hey, they haven't said anything. Don't be nervous or jealous. Be confident. Relax. Get approach and say, hi, Sister Julie. I like your car. How are you doing? How's your day? Sister Julie, I'm going to the... Can you give me a lift to the junction? What do you think? Easy. Easy. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. You've got to relax. Don't be afraid. After all, if she says she doesn't like you, the world has not come to an end. You, I don't know how many ladies have said they don't like you, but you are still serving the Lord and you are still in church. Tell somebody, relax, relax, relax. God is about to answer your prayer. God is about to do something new in your life. Shout amen, somebody. Are you still here?
Yeah.
I said, are you still here?
Yeah.
Relax. In the presence of God. Of a great person, take it easy. Amen. Invite in that on the day of Pentecost, they were all sitting, relaxed, and the Holy Ghost came.
Wow.
Maybe they were sitting or relaxed, praying, and then the Holy Ghost came and fell on every one of them. The more you relax you are, the more God comes through for you.
Amen.
So far, you are too agitated. Praying about, oh Lord, I swear it's not in my dream. Hey! Take it easy. God is about to change your story. God is about to change your story.
God's about to do something new in your life. Say, I receive it. Are you still there?
Relax. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
The next point. Now, as you are relaxed, then learn to talk to the important person about the thing that he has said or written. Look at John chapter 15 and verse 7. John 15, 7. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So you see, when now I'm relaxed with God, now I begin to talk about what God has said in his word. I begin to talk about what God has written. I begin to say, God, your word says this. Lord, you said, you supply all my needs according to riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, you said, by your stripes, I'm healed. Lord, you said, I begin to quote God's word. Then it shows that I'm interested in his word. I'm interested in what he has said. So immediately, God also gets interested in me because I'm interested in what God has said and what God has written. Am I talking to anybody here? You see, but if you don't know what God has said, you don't know what God has written, you have never read his Bible, you come and say, you may even ask wrong question, wrong requests. Some people ask God for lotto numbers. What a shock. Lord, as I go to sleep, may I have a dream. And somebody say, I had a dream. 79, 27, 72, 10 in numbers. What a shock. You see, it is not, your request must be based on the word of God. Say amen.
Amen.
So be interested in what the person has written or has said. Even me as a human being, if you came to me after service and you said, and I'm not asking that you should praise me every day, but if you came and said, oh, Bishop, I was really blessed by the word, especially when you quoted this scripture, suddenly I get it because it shows me that you were listening to what I was saying, and I get interested in what else you have to say. Do you understand? You don't know what I'm saying? If you come to me and you're able to say that, oh, Bishop, the other day, when I came for Tuesday service, you're preaching on quiet time. And I was so blessed because I didn't know this and so on. Now, when you say what I have said, repeat what I have said. I am not interested in what else do you have to say. Does it make sense? Am I making sense to anybody? So in case if you want God's attention, be able to be interested in what God has said or he has written. That is how to get God's attention. Amen. I'm preaching to somebody here. Are you there? Do you know that everybody likes himself? In fact, the most important word in every language is your name. Your name is more important than any other word. Yeah. I mean, even when you look at, sometimes you're looking at an album, you go through one page after another. When you see your own picture, you stay there a few minutes. And you smile, and then you carry on. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, right.
When you see your own picture, immediately you get more interested in the picture. Because everybody likes themselves. I'm preaching. Am I not speaking the truth? We all like ourselves. So when you begin to show admiration to a person, what a person has said, what a person, how a person looks like, when you want to win a sister's heart, show admiration for her. Say hey, wow, this hair. I've not seen some since I was born. Sister, the way you walk, when I see you. And say, hey. You know, some ladies, when you're giving them raps, I see they don't like it, but they like it too. They like it. Because when you dress up and you're coming to church, you are hoping somebody say you're looking nice. And you came out, nobody said one word. But when people show you admiration, that's why bad husbands don't show admiration to their wives. Bad husbands, they don't tell their wives you're looking nice. They don't tell their wife you're beautiful. All they want is midnight and they're jumping like a frog on the woman. You're like
like a monkey. You have not said any nice thing to her. You have not told her her clothes are looking beautiful. You told her her hair is nice. You have not said any nice word. You just jump on her like a monkey. You jump on her like that. You jump on her. You jump on her like that. You jump on her like that. You jump on her. Hey! I'm telling you, bad husbands, bad husbands, bad husbands. Stop looking at me. Do you admire your wife? Do you say nice things to your wife? When was the last time you told your wife that, my, nobody's stew tastes like your stew? Yeah. I'm preaching. You see, when you show admiration, a son, she just falls for you easy. You small, no, it's flowing. I'm preaching. Can I give you one last point? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So talk about the greatness. Talk about what the person has said or written. Amen. Talk about it. Amen. I said amen. Learn to talk about what the great person loves. That great person. Learn to talk about what he loves. For example, if I'm anybody, anything to you, if I meet you, start talking about Liverpool, I'm happy. Because I love soccer and like Liverpool. Are you there? Not Everton or not Arsenal, but Liverpool. Are you there? Learn to talk about what the person loves. So know the person. You see, I'm showing you how you can get all your prayers answered. Can I have an amen? Brother Williams, that's the thing. You've got to know what the person loves and talk about it. When you see ladies chatting, they're always talking about hair and dress and shoes and bags. Useless things like that. Oh, sorry, not useless. I mean, well, okay, whatever it is. That's what they talk about. A man is talking about a house, land, building. They are talking about hair, wig, shoes, bags. So if you want a woman to, if you want to be in that circle, buy a bag, buy a shoe, buy a wig. Brothers, can I have an amen? Don't say, I bought fibers of cement. And so what? We want wig to wear, you say cement. Buy a wig for us to wear, say cement to go and do foundation. Well, where are you from? Hello? Are you still in church?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about the thing. Of course, they want to live in a nice house, but they want to wear a wig and live in a nice house as well. Say amen. Who is sabotaging the message?
Hello?
Talk about what the person loves. So if you want God's attention, talk about what God loves. Be interested in church, in ministry, in evangelism, in soul winning. When you begin to talk to God about this, God says, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Something is happening to me. Because my child loves what I do. Jesus said, I will build my church. So when you begin to talk about, oh, the church. Oh, what can I do in the church? Should I join the choir? Should I join the hymn choir? Should I join the singing band? Should I join the regal choir? Should I become an usher? When you begin with so interest in what God loves, God also shows his special interest in your life. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord, somebody? You cannot be in the church and not be interested in the church and expect God to be interested in you. We are not interested in what God is interested in. And you don't like the thing God loves. Jesus said, but he gave himself for the church. So he loves the church. So when you talk about what we get involved in, what he loves, he also gets involved in your life. May God get involved in your life. Shout amen. What a word. What a word. Are you still here?
Yes.
And then learn to ask for what the great person thinks you need. what the great person thinks you need. Amen. You see, sometimes you even don't know what you need. God told Solomon, please, my son, you are now the king. Ask me for anything. And God was watching what Solomon will ask for. God was watching. Sometimes God gives you a blank check to see what you will do. God was watching Solomon. What is he going to do? Well, Solomon said, kill all my enemies. So first, if God gives out that blank check, everybody will be dead around you, especially your landlord. Solomon said, Lord, I'm a young boy. I don't know how to rule these people, but if I made him a king, give me wisdom and understanding that I may be able to look after your people. And I have an amen. Yeah. You see, there's a saying that you don't teach people, you don't give people fish. You teach them how to fish. So if I meet Reverend Louise, who is a business entrepreneur, he has a lot of businesses in the land, employs a lot of people, and I ask him for 50 cedis, I don't know what I want. I should ask him for a job so that I can have many 50 cedis. Cedis, if you like. Say amen. I should ask him for something that will last, not for something that for trivial. Because you see, if he gave me 50 cedis, it will finish. But he gave me a job, every month I will have an income. Don't ask God for something that is true. Ask God for something that will carry you on in life longer than you can imagine. Solomon said, I'm not going to ask God for the life of my enemies. I'm going to ask for wisdom to be able to govern these people. And God said, because you have asked me for wisdom. He did not ask him. Look at it. Look at the next verse. The next verse, verse 10. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 10. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for life for thyself, understanding to discern judgments. Verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. May God give you more than you can carry. Shout amen. He said, I have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor. May God give you riches and honor. Amen. So that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Clap your hands for the Lord. That is what God wants to do for you. God can do much more than you can ever ask. Say amen. Amen. God can do much more than you can ever ask. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 11, the Bible says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him? This morning, I'm here to announce to you that every prayer that you pray can be answered.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'm here to tell somebody here that God wants to do much more than you can ever ask. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father? May God give you every desire of your heart. May God answer your secret prayer. May there not be a prayer that you pray that God didn't answer. May God do for you more than you can ever imagine. If you ask God for a child, may God give you twins. I said, may God give you twins. Receive it in Jesus' name. God is going to bless you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. God is a prayer answering God. I want you to lift your two hands up to God. And just for 2 minutes, I want you to say, bless the name of the Lord. Use that password and say, Lord, I am coming with thanksgiving. I'm coming with praise. I'm coming with honor. Lift your hands to him and bless him now.
Lord, we bless you, Lord. We come before you with thanksgiving, oh God.
Everybody lift your two hands up right to the Lord. Lift your two hands up right to him. Lift your two hands up to the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Every prayer that you pray can be answered. Every prayer that you pray will be answered. Everywhere. Nursing mothers, everybody, lift your two hands to him. Lift your two hands to him. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your goodness. Open your mouth and bless him. Now listen,
Jesus.
This morning I want us to ask God for the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more our Heavenly Father? I lift your hands up and pray and ask God for the Holy Spirit. Ask God, Holy Spirit, fill my life. Fill my life. Fill my life today. Fill my life today.
Holy Spirit.
Fill my life today. Fill my life today. Everybody lift your hands up.
Holy Spirit.
Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
The fullness of the Spirit. The fullness of the
Holy Spirit. Jesus.
Close your eyes with me. This morning I sense the presence of the Lord in this place. This morning I'm going to lead all of us here for 5 minutes or so to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit one more time.
Amen.
If you are here today, maybe you are born again, but you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't speak in tongues. One of the first signs of the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the spiritual language of speaking in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues and you want Holy Spirit to baptize you, I want you to come to the front. Let us pray with you quickly. Just come. Just come to the front quickly. You want Holy Spirit to fill you this morning. Just come very quickly to the front. I want to pray for you now. Come very, very quickly. You want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Just come now. Just come. Very, don't waste time at all. The Holy Spirit is here. His presence is here. Come on, give me a nice song. Come quickly, everybody. Keep coming. Get the Holy Spirit in your life. church to make a surrender to Christ. Everybody lift your two hands. The whole church, lift your two hands to the Lord. Lift your two hands. Say, dear Lord.
Dear Lord,
this Sunday morning, I make you my Lord.
I make you my Lord
and my Savior.
And my Savior.
Come into my heart. Rule in my heart.
Rule in my heart.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
Jesus.
Be my Lord.
And Savior. Today. My life belongs to you.
My days belong to you.
Jesus.
Save me.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
From today.
I declare.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing me.
Today.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now I'm going to pray for the Holy Spirit. Lift your hand up and say with me. Holy Spirit.
This morning.
I open my heart to you.
Come and fill me.
Right now.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
Into my life.
This morning.
Come and fill me.
Baptize me.
Holy Spirit.
I receive you.
Right now.
Into my life.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Come into my heart.
Right now.
Baptize me.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
For coming to my heart.
From today.
I am baptized.
In the Holy Spirit.
Begin to pray. New language. Begin. All you have, the pastors, come and place your hands on them. Touch them. Then begin to pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pastors, come to the front. Lay hands on them. Pray for them. That's right. Go ahead. The Holy Spirit is here. This year, I didn't touch you. They're receiving the Holy Spirit.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Your hands in front here. Many of you have started speaking in tongues. Now, finally, when I lead you in this prayer, when I say amen, everybody gets the whole congregation. Don't speak in any language you understand, because the Spirit of God is here, the presence is here. You get the key, you pray. Listen, when the Holy Ghost fills you, it will give you power. He will guide you.
Yes.
He will direct you.
Yes.
He will equip you.
Yes.
Lift your hands and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
I welcome you
into my life.
Into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
I welcome you
into my life.
Into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
Baptize me.
Baptize me.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Everybody pray. Thank you for your blessing. Let the life of those here never be the same again. Let our lives never be the same again. Let our lives never be the same again. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. You said, out of our belly shall flow rivers. Let a river flow, Lord.
Yes.
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 Let a river flow, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We bless you.
Bless you.
We honor you for the life of everybody and for the Holy Spirit. May he fill us continually and may we walk in the fullness of the Spirit. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Everybody shouted, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, go ahead and clap your hands. How many of you started speaking in tongues? Can I see your hand? He started. Well, give the Lord a way for all these lives. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Next week and the week, this month is a Holy Spirit month. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We are going to be praying for you and praying for you. Bishop often says that
The first time they prayed for him, he didn't speak in tongues. Second, the third time. So if you spoke in tongues this morning, it's beautiful. So if you did it next week, the week we'll be praying for you. Everybody must have the Holy Spirit fullness in your life. Say amen. He will equip you. He will teach you how to pray. He will empower you. And your life will never be the same. Father, thank you for the blessing of your spirit and your presence. We honor you and we give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please go back to your seats. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you blessed you came to church? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. Bless you. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. Oh, close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes. Somebody's sitting here. You have a very peculiar need. Your need is very peculiar and it's almost getting to the crisis time. You need God to intervene. Just stand to your feet where you are. I'm going to pray for you wherever you are standing. Just stand. You are in a particular person. You are at a crisis level. Your need is such that it's bringing you to a crisis level. You feel that it's just becoming critical. Just stand up. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you for everyone standing today. Lord, with you, all things are possible. There's nothing that is too difficult for you. As your children are standing today, trusting in you for your intervention, I pray, work out a good work. Work out a good work in their lives. Work out a good work in their lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, everything that must come, let it come speedily. Let it come speedily. Let it come speedily. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that you bring honor and glory to your name by the answer that will come. Father, I lift a hand against every plan of the enemy, against any of those standing here today. Any way the enemy has tried to obstruct and prevent and stop them from inheriting their blessing, I curse that plan of the enemy. I declare that you shall inherit your blessing.
Amen.
You shall inherit the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
The message of God will be your portion.
Amen.
And you have a testimony.
Amen.
In the weeks ahead.
Yes.
In the weeks ahead.
Amen.
May you have an amazing testimony.
Amen.
To the glory of God. Thank you, Father. Fight the battle of them. Answer their seeking prayers.
Yes.
And be glorified in their lives. I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Whew, what a morning. I feel the presence of the Lord here today.